Sinkhole Sunday.
Okay, the Sinkhole Sunday. This is becoming an ice cream show now. Matt is writing things down.
Well, it's my design. Come on.
I love that.
This is high-end graphics. I designed a cup, and it's in honor of this H. Route 80 sinkhole.
Okay.
So on the bottom, there's chocolate crumbles on the bottom, any flavor ice cream one in the middle, which I prefer vanilla, and ground up brownies and chocolate crunchies on the top. But the coolest part is I located on Amazon shovel-shaped spoons.
Oh, so it's like your that's really cute. I like that. This is beyond just graphic design. This is experiential design, which I appreciate a lot.
Right. Cool.
Yes. Yes. We're all experiencing fun. It's immersive. We're having a good time.
It really is. Oh, God, I love this crew. It's the nicest people.
That sounds fabulous. Well, thank you so much for the call.
Can I give a plug?
Sure, give a plug. A quick one.
I don't know what the rules are. This is Das's Creamery on Route 46 in Bud Lake.
All right.
And do you want to hear my Victoria's Secret story, or should I go?
No, we're going to take another caller, but you've been fabulous. If we do the show again, you can call back because that sounds spicy.
Okay, so if you go to Das's Creamery and mention my name, Frank, I'll just tell him to put it on the tab. I'll take care of it for you.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Frank. Matt is already, he's ready to go.
Matt has left.
Matt's left the building, and he's going to get ice cream with the Fruity Pebbles font guy. All right, caller, you're on the air. Hello. Thank you for waiting.
Hey, it's Denny D. This is a fantastic show, I have to say.
Oh, thank you. You're cutting out a little bit. But I think if you move
I'll try to get a little bit better. You better hear?
Yeah, a little better.
I can't phone where I live, which is terrible.
It's a little hard to hear you. I think we might have to hang up. I'm so sorry. It was just a little hard. Matt was shaking his head. He's the bad guy here. we have another caller. Maybe it's the other caller calling back. Hello, you're on the air. Wait, can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi, I've been in and out of the show. Has anybody called in on the Neutra font?
No, I don't think so. Tell me about the Neutra font.
Well, where do you all stand on the Neutra font?
You know what? Am I pronouncing this right? Is it Neutra? Neutra?
Yes.
I think I've always called it Neutra.
Oh, well, it's named after an Austrian-American architect.
So that's why it's Neutra. We're learning so much.
Famous mid-century modernist architect.
I like it. You know what I like about it? I like in the capital E, and this is, that makes sense that it's mid-century modern, the middle bar of the capital E is lower, which feels very mid-century modern.
Yeah, all the horizontal strokes are lower. The A, the E, the F, and the R, they're all low.
Yeah,
low.
I like that. It's really classy. It looks really good.
And the M fits in a perfect square, as does the O and the Q.
It's
very elegant, very clean. It's overused. It's a cliche. But I love it. I've always loved it.
I think it looks really nice. I really like it in the bold weight. I think that looks really classy. I don't know. Is it overused? I don't think I've seen it too often recently. Have you, Greg?
I don't think so.
Yeah, maybe it's overused in your world. I don't know. I haven't seen it too much.
I'm an architect. I've been overusing it for years.
That makes sense. It's like the architect's favorite fonts.
It's a very easy default font to signal, you know, designy over here.
It really, yes. I can see why architects really like that. Well, thank you so much for the call. I really appreciate that. Thank you. I think we're probably close to wrapping up. I would love if the three of us could just go around the room. Have any minds been changed? Have we learned? You know, actually, I like that. Do you like Courier now? You're sticking with Courier hate over there, Greg.
It's not my most hated font.
Not like Papyrus or Herculaneum, whatever.
Right.
We learned new fonts to hate, actually, on the show. I still don't like Hobo. I still don't like Papyrus. And I'm sticking with Courier. I like Courier. I like that it's
right, we'll agree to disagree.
We'll agree to disagree.
Yes. I'll say this. I don't hate any of the fonts I saw today. So if there's one positive thing I'm taking is that I think I just like more fonts
Do
now.
You remember any of the fonts you saw today?
I remember Hobo.
Hobo. I'm really excited that we found a font for you that you potentially like more. Now yeah. I want to make I don't like doing work for volunteering for doing work because people are so painful to do graphic design for. But I now want to make a hobo font for you, for your, like a hobo logo for
Go
you.
Go right ahead. Go right ahead.
But no notes. No notes.
No notes. No. I am very picky. I'm very
no
picky.
Notes. All right. Well, thank you all so much for being on Between the Lines, our second show. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Matt. Really appreciate it. And thank you to all the callers. And hopefully we'll see you next time. Oh, I've got to do the station ID. You are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thank you very much.
And stay tuned for 21 Lounge with Don Fleming.
You and I, lucky girl, lucky guy. And when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm a lifetime lucky streak. A lucky rainbow lights the sky. When we kiss, when we sigh, they call me lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy. And you're the reason why. Evening, chillin'. This is Don Hayes from the beautiful Mark 2100, 21 Lounge, right on the ocean in beautiful Fort Lauderdale. We have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night. Thank you, Chillin.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the 21 Lounge. This is Don Fleming. I'm filling in this summer for my Matt Fiveash, who decided to take the summer off. So no weekly world blues tonight. Instead, the world of lounge performers. And just to be straight from the beginning about this, like, there was a term, lounge music, that got co-opted in the 80s and 90s by a bunch of marketing people. But that's not what this is. It's not Jackie Gleason songs. It's literally lounge performers performing music that they would do, hits of the day. Some of these records, they're all private press records, probably only pressed in, you know, a couple hundred, 500 maybe at the most. And they would sell them at their shows. Most of these are signed, and a lot of them are recorded in the actual place these people are playing. And other times they'll record in like a local studio. But what I love about them is these people are real outliers. They do arrangements that they want to do. No one's filtering them. That's what I like about it so much. And also, like a lot of these people, especially in the 60s and 70s, like the guy we just heard, Dean Del Rey, used a drum machine. And this was way before the new wave bands and the popular bands in the 80s caught on to this. Dean Del Rey was one of the many one-man bands. And in his case, he was from West Virginia, and we heard him do I Who Have Nothing from his Sounds of a Man Alone, Volume 2. He was one of these guys that, well, on the back of the first album he did, the guy who wrote the liner notes said, the dining room area is separate from the bar and stage area, and while I hurried through my meal, I thought, man, that's a good-sounding group in the bar. I finished my meal and strolled downstairs to have a Jack Daniels on the rocks, and there sat Dean Del Rey. Not four men, not three men, not even two, just Dean Del Rey. He was using an electronic sideman as a drummer, and the rest of the big sound was just his guitar. The bass came from his plucking the bass strings, and at the same time, he played the rhythm on the low strings. With all this going on, he also managed to sing, and believe me, sing he could do. In talking to Dean, I found out he had designed his own guitar and had it special made in Japan. So, unfortunately, there's no picture of this guitar, but you can definitely tell it's an odd thing. I mean, it doesn't sound like a normal guitar. It sounds like it has extra bass strings. So that was Dean. And let's see, before that, we heard Bill Langford from his Impressions album. Now, Bill is an organ player. He's a pipe organ player in particular. The thing about Bill is, like, he's playing a Wurlitzer, and he's playing one of these Wurlitzers that used to be in a huge vaudeville theater that then started showing silent films, and they would use the Wurlitzer for these things. And then when Soundies came along, they started chucking them. They started pulling these amazing, huge pipe organs and built-in percussion and just getting rid of them. And some people got them, and a lot of people started putting them in pizza parlors in California and in the West. And Bill was, this particular Wurlitzer that he played was at the Ye Old Pizza Joint. And that's joint with a Y, in Hayward, California. So he did a version of 2001 there. And in the middle, he was able to go off and do some crazy sounds, which the Wurlitzer would allow you to do. This particular one was originally from the Lowe's Warfield Theater in San Francisco, where it was used to accompany silent motion pictures from 1928 to 1931. But 30 years later, it found itself into the pizza joint. And started the set with Don Hayes with his Mr. Lucky theme, recorded live at the 21 Lounge of the Mark 2100 Hotel, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. This one's on Art Records, and Art Records was kind of what got me into the collecting lounge performers. It was a label that started out doing calypso music, again, for tourists, and they would sell them, and then got into these lounge performers. And they recorded generally really well, and a lot of them, again, in the actual space, you know, in the club that they're playing in. So next I wanted to play you a little mini set from one of the performers that I like a lot, and just to give you an idea of, like, you know, you've walked into the lounge at your Holiday Inn where you're staying in the 70s and you know, you just want a Jack Daniels, but here's this couple, Jolene and Bill Alexander, and it's just the two of them, and there are a lot of duos in the private press lounge world. In their case, you got Bill playing a cordovox. A cordovox is one of my favorite lounge instruments. It's an accordion that has electronics in it that make it sound like an organ. And so at one point in this set, Bill will explain that to you a little bit, so I won't talk about it anymore. And Jolene plays a stand-up drum kit in high heels, which you can see. If you're on the Accu playlist, I'm posting all the album covers. And since we're doing a set of Jolene and Bill, I'm going to have both sides of the record and even a promo shot that I got with one of the ones I bought. So let's have a little set. If you're, you know, having dinner, having a drink, just kick back and enjoy the sounds of Jolene and Bill Alexander.
This next number was written in the last year. It's said to be one of the top numbers written in the last 30 years. You're gonna like it. Name of it is Little Green Apples. with my head down on my eyes. And she says, and I stumble to the breakfast table while the kids are going off to school.
Goodbye.
And she reaches out, she takes my hand, she squeezes it and says,
how you doing, hon?
And I look across at smiling lips that warm my heart and see my morning sun. And if that's not loving me, then all I've got to say is God did make the Indianapolis and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. No such thing as Dr. Seuss, Disneyland, Grandfather, this new nursery rhyme. God did make the Indianapolis and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. When myself is feeling low, I think about a place to go and ease my mind. You're going to enjoy it. It's really got a lot of songs just sort of wander around, don't say anything. This one does. Listen carefully to the words. They have a lot of meaning to them. It's from Broadway. It's from Golden Rainbow. Mm-hmm. That is a pretty thing. That is a pretty thing. Now what good is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. And I'll put down that nibby. see. Summer, my love. Listen for the organ. I don't mean as a joke, because the instrument I play is a cordofax, and it's about 95% organ, and it's only about 5% accordion. And all night long, you've been listening to the organ, the bells, and everything else has been an organ effect. Once or twice a night, I play it as the old-fashioned accordion, and that's what you're going to hear now, you lucky people, whether you like it or not. Remember, the louder you sing, the more of my mistakes you're going to cover up. And I would appreciate it, I really would. So sing right along, join right in. We don't use words, we just go la, la, la in time of the music. Everybody, la, 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 la.
Love. Thank you.
Last night, the panda to the left.
Thank you. Thank you.
Softly, I will be here softly, for my heart will break if you should wake and see the world. So I leave you
softly, long before you miss me, long before your arms can make me stay for one more. Oh, one more day.
Good night, man.
All right, we just heard a little mini set from Jolene and Bill Alexander. They played, started with Little Green Apples, and then I Gotta Be Me, featuring Jolene. Bill singing Cabaret. Cabaret is a song you hear on a lot of private press lounge records. Also, the theme, Laura's theme from Dr. Zhivago shows up quite a bit. On that one, Bill showed off the Cordavox and demonstrated how it can get a lot of different sounds, organ sounds, but also all kinds of crazy things. And then after that was, they ended that set with Softly, and that's from their album Two Happy People on the Art Records label. Audio Carp on the listener board pointed out, saying Art Records is a real label, not a vanity label. I mean, yes, it's a little bit more of a real label. They put out a little over 100 records, but those were all records by lounge artists and just meant for tourists in Florida. And they didn't have any kind of distribution or marketing beyond that. But it is true. It's like some of these records, there's literally no label at all. The people just got it pressed up somehow. And with other ones, there's companies that you could go to that would press your record for you. There's one, in fact, the next record I'm going to play is one from this label called Custom Fidelity, where you'd go to their catalog and sometimes you would pick a cover if you wanted to be really cheap, get a pre-made cover. These guys, well, the ones I'm going to play next, have their own cover. I'm going to play this next set, start out with three bands that are trios, although the final one sort of has a plus one, but starting with a band called Tom Moran and the Yorkshire Lads. And these guys were playing at the Hispaniola restaurant in Hampton, Virginia, which is like on the dock and next to a big pirate ship. They're kind of an interesting band. It says here they bring to the USA that rich, hearty English sound. So they were actually, Tom Moran was the main guy, and he formed the band 4 years ago, it says. He's been in the entertainment business for 22 years. He plays mandolin, electric bass, and handles the trio's vocals and comedy. Mike Reed is known as the brains and technician of the trio, with his special knowledge of contemporary rock music. He received his early musical training performing with Screaming Lord Sutch and the Savages, playing alongside the Beatles, the Searchers, and the Animals. And then Steve Thomas is the piano player. And his musical credits include accompanying such British stars as Matt Monro and Engelbert Humperdinck. So they have a really good record. I really like these guys. Gonna play you their version of The Shadow of Your Smile. And again, this comes from sort of self-titled album Tom Moran and the Yorkshire Lads. Pressed up on the Custom Fidelity label. And yeah, let's give it a shot.
Shadow of your smile when you are gone will color all my dreams and light the dawn. Look into my eyes, my love, and see all the lovely things you are to me. Our wistful little star was far too high. A teardrop kissed your lips, and so did I. Now when I remember spring, all the joy that love can bring, I will be remembering the shadow of your smile. Drop kissed your lips, and so did I. Now when I remember spring, all the joy that love can bring, oh, I will be remembering the shadow of your smile, the shadow of your smile.
home, baby. My house dock and my popsicle, you hang round, baby. With Jenny Joe and who knows who, sick and tired. We live fooling around by somebody who make me feel like a clown. Can't go on. No, 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 no. Get him up, Joe. Get him up, Joe.
I wanna take you home.
We just heard Just Us Two, Phyllis and Brian Barnes, doing Help Me Rhonda. Brian was playing clavinet, and Phyllis was playing the Moog bass, organ, and harmonica, and they were both singing. I love that version. And, yeah, Rough Day, Blues and Brian. I just wanted to tell one of Brian's story, which was told to me by Alice Cooper. There's a book called Hero and Villains, and there's a story in it about Alice and Iggy going to Brian's house and singing Shortening Bread and getting so freaked out because Brian wouldn't stop singing it. He had shown them the harmony parts, and it went on and on and on and on. So I asked Alice if that was true, and he said yes, and said that Brian said it was his favorite song, thought it was the greatest song ever. And when they went to the house, before they even got in, Brian didn't have the keys, so he broke a window, and the cops showed up. So the three of them were talking to the cops, and then singing Shortening Bread. And he also said that back when they were hanging at the Troubadour with Alice and Mickey Dolenz and Harry Nilsson, John Lennon, that one day they were all sitting there having beers or whatever, and Brian walked in and came up to Alice and said, "Alice, can you introduce me to John Lennon?" And Alice thought, "Wow, that's crazy. You never met John Lennon." He's like, "Yeah, of course." It's like, "John, meet Brian. Brian, it's John." And they start talking, and Brian leaves the room. And he comes back in a bit, and he comes up to Alice, and he says, "Hey, Alice, can you introduce me to John Lennon?" And Alice is a little confused, but says, "Yeah, of course." again says, sort of introduces them, and they talk a little, and Brian leaves. Brian comes back again, comes up to Alice, and says, "Brian, can you introduce me to John Lennon?" And Alice realized, or said, you know, he realized at that point, like, this is how Brian was. Like, he was so enjoying meeting John Lennon, and he'd probably met him a dozen times before, but he just wanted to keep doing it over and over. And then also before that, we heard Bill Swift Trio featuring Drenda Barnett with Sly and the Family Stone's Higher from their BST Plus One album. Now that this record has no cover, it's just a white label. The band's from Shreveport, Louisiana. They did another record too, and it was the same thing. It was like just white label, no cover. I saw Sly play once. It was a Funkadelic, Parliament Funkadelic show, and the spaceship like came out, and it took like 20 minutes to show up and come all the way to the front, and then a ladder came out and Sly came down the ladder. And there was a keyboard set up for him and a microphone. He went up to the keyboard, started playing a little bit, sounded like Sly. He started vocalizing a little bit, just making his kind of sounds. Sounded amazing. And then within 10 seconds, he just turned around and walked off the stage. That was it. That's all you get with Sly. So, yeah, two icons, two amazing, amazing musicians who were appreciated and covered by lounge performers. All right, just a couple of minutes left. I'm going to play you a little bit of Leroy Lewis with Willis Rapp. They're playing at the Lighthouse Inn in New Jersey, getting it all together. Larry plays a Hammond organ with Moog and Roland synthesizers. So let's hear a little bit of that to wrap up the show. And I'll see you next week. Be here every Wednesday for the summer. Come back for more sounds of real performers doing music from the golden age of lounge. You are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Honky Tonk Radio Girl with Becky.
Tonk Radio Girl. Hear that vinyl popping on the airwaves from the signal tower into your little world. Lord knows all the hopeless hearts that she saves. She's your honky tonk radio girl. She's been known to take requests and have on some special guests. Can't you see those dancing skirts a-twirl? Well, a man sits at home alone on Christmas. She brings him Patsy Cline and Merle. With her gifts of country gold, you know who this is. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's your honky-tonk radio girl.
Thank you. everyone. Welcome to the program. You are listening to WFMU, and this is Honky Tonk Radio Girl. I'm so happy to be here for the summer, by the way. I will be here for, you know, the foreseeable till the end of the summer. And we'll listen to lots more surf records, I promise. Can I turn that one up? Yeah, there we go. I brought records to play. I will address recent news. But in the meantime, let's hear from Zeb Turner. You're listening to WFMU.
Say up in the mountains at an old corn still. Back in the mountains and the Tennessee hill. I like the still and I like this juice. But the revenue and men just cut it loose. Traveling boogie. Dodging cannonballs. I left that place just like a scalded dog. I caught a freight train and the very first stop, the town was surrounded by 70 cops. Over the hill you ought to seen me run. Went the Gatling guns traveling boogie, just a kicking up dirt. You could have played a game of marbles on the tail of my shirt. Couldn't help from hollering out loud. I felt a runnish, plumb lost my sense. I left my britches hanging on a barbed wire fence. Hopped on a ship to sail the ocean blue. Saw an iceberg coming right off I flew. Everybody said, ain't that child a fool? But when it struck, I was in Liverpool. Traveling boogie, scared half to death. I was on dry land before I took a breath. She hugged me and she kissed me and she held me tight. Everything was going along real fine till she whispered in my ear, will you be mine? Traveling boogie, no wedding bells. That's for people that are crazy. I'll take a padded sail.
The boogie in the west, the boogie in the city, but the boogie is the best to the hillbilly boogie.
Hillbilly boogie.
The hillbilly boogie.
Hillbilly boogie.
The hillbilly boogie and the boogie boogie all the time. Here's that boogie man, Mr. Pete.